Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
.987 and 1330 KNSS. Steve and Ted in the morning now. 7:45 here on a Tuesday morning, March 6th. Now three big things.
Three.
Wildfire danger across central and southwest Kansas.
Two.
Wichita City Council may pass a new fireworks ordinance today.
One.
Statewide tornado drill today at 10 a.m. Three big things. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
And this morning, traffic, things looking okay out there. Traffic conditions pretty good out there this morning. Just a little windy like we've been talking about. Some slow traffic over on in West Wichita, looking especially eastbound between Ridge Road and West Street. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jed Chambers.
Increasing cloudiness and windy today with a high of 52 degrees. Yesterday's high was 60. We're looking for a northwest wind gusting to more than 30 miles per hour today. Mostly clear and cool tonight, overnight low 26. Wednesday, tomorrow sunny with a high of 49. Now partly cloudy, 38 degrees. We have a west wind gusting to 36 miles per hour. Now last hour, that wind from the west gusted up to 45 miles per hour. So yeah, the whole story today is it is a windy day across central Kansas and the fire danger is there. 7:46 now, Steve and Ted. Stocks ended the day in positive territory Monday after multiple days of losses.
After 4 days of selling and some back-and-forth action, the Dow clocks in a big gain of 336 points, closing at 24,874. The Nasdaq Composite up 72, 73.30. The S&P 500 gained nearly 30 at 27.20. All three of the major averages gained more than 1% each. On the Dow Jones Industrial Average, two of the laggards, Caterpillar and Boeing, that were concerned about raw material prices going up on concerns of higher tariffs. Well, last week they sold off. Today they were the two leaders. Caterpillar more than 3%, Boeing more than 2%. GE, Goldman Sachs, McDonald's also were winners. In fact, 29 of the 30 Dow components were in the green, with the one exception of Nike turning into the red. On the floor of the New York Stock Exchange, Nicole Petalides, Fox News.
An Oregon man filed suit Monday claiming Dick's Sporting Goods and Walmart discriminated against the 20-year-old when they refused to sell him a rifle. Dick's and Walmart restricted gun sales to adults 21 and older in the wake of the Florida high school massacre. The 19-year-old accused in the school slaying bought the AR-15 used in the attack legally. Oregon law allows residents to buy shotguns or rifles starting at age 18. 10 years after a financial crisis rocked the nation's economy, the Senate is poised to pass legislation that would roll back some of the safeguards Congress put into place to prevent a relapse. The move to alter some key aspects of the Dodd-Frank law has overwhelming Republican support and enough Democratic backing that it's expected to gain 60 votes necessary to clear the Senate in coming days. 7:49 now, Steve and Ted on KNSS, and taking a look this morning at the real estate market locally with editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. Yeah, commercial real estate in Kansas looking strong heading into 2018. J.P. Weigand & Sons recently released its market forecast for the year. The firm says the market's going to maintain its momentum that had been building through 2017. Broker Brad Tiedemann says there's a lot of activity in just about every sector of the market. He doesn't see retail development slowing down anytime soon. A pair of Kansas credit unions have decided to merge. The Credit Union of America is joining forces with the Central Kansas Credit Union. Members still have to approve the merger. If they do, the deal should close in June. Central Kansas has more than 6,000 members, $36 million in total assets. CUA has more than 65,000 members with $805 million in total assets. Voice shopping is on the rise. Using things like Amazon Echo, Google Home, and Microsoft's Cortana, to shop from home is expected to hit $40 billion by the year 2020. A consulting firm study indicates 55% of homes will use a smart speaker by 2020. Amazon is expected to be the leader in the segment and already has twice the market share as its nearest competitor, Google. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
Bill, it's a severe weather awareness week here in Kansas, as I'm sure you're aware. And at 10 o'clock this morning, going to sound the sirens for a statewide drill. So at 10 o'clock, right. Don't panic. Of course, it's probably going to be not a cloud in the sky, but just the wind blowing like crazy. But
right.
It's a good time to think about what we would do if we were in a situation where maybe we had a tornado warning come up. Do you, at your place of business, go through this, or do you have a plan?
We do have a plan, and we have a basement here in our building here in Old Town, so that's just exactly where we would go, is to the basement.
I figured you had one of those 8,000-pound oak desks like J.P. Morgan would have, and you just hide under
just
there.
I do have one of those, and so, you know, if I'm really busy, maybe I'll have to just go under the desk.
I know that through the years in your past life as a full-time radio news reporter, that you've covered a lot of weather. And have you had any incidents over the years where you were out there covering a storm and you thought, hey, this is getting a little iffy?
There were several times, and one of them was the Heston tornado. Remember, it went through Heston, and then there was a second round of storms, and they thought it was going to be another large tornado like that. So that was kind of hairy, but I remember being a few situations where I thought, that hail is big enough that it's going to come right through the windshield. It never did, thank goodness.
It gets up there about tennis ball size.
It
gets about tennis ball size. You say, well, maybe I ought to get my car out of this and get to a better place.
And get myself out of this.
Ted and I have done the same thing over the years. I tend to remember one time, just several years ago, that I was out in the western part of the county, Ted, and I got somehow, usually I have a good sense of direction. I got completely turned around. I didn't know which direction
I've
was
done that before. Yeah.
That is scary because
it's easy, especially if there's heavy rain or hail.
Yeah.
You're just trying to figure out where you are.
And so many of these episodes happen at night. And when that happens, all you can do when you're out there is wait for the lightning to strike to show you where some of those clouds might be.
Yeah.
So
right.
Anyway, we've all done it, and we hope that nothing happens, but we got to be ready for it.
And the storm spotter class is being held all over the place.
That's right. Got one this evening at 6:30 at Central Community Church out there on West Maple. And those are free of charge, by the way. Today is National Frozen Food Day. Now, I can't imagine at your house, Bill, with Gretchen being the person she is in the kitchen, that you ever eat any kind of frozen food. But it's all fresh.
Every once in a while, she goes fresh as much as possible. But there are times, when we get that Trader Joe's corn from Kansas City and we have to put it in the freezer,
Yeah. Well, this has been celebrated since 1984. A credit for the flash freezing of fruits, vegetables, meats, and seafood to preserve flavor and quality is given to American inventor, entrepreneur, and naturalist Clarence Frank Birdseye II.
Old Clarence Frank.
Birdseye.
Yeah. Then when we were growing up, I don't know if you guys are at this age, we were growing up, this tin thing came with all these little compartments. It was like a mini cafeteria tray.
Right.
And sometimes,
Swanson TV dinners.
Sometimes the old, the potatoes and gravy wouldn't get completely cooked. A little frozen.
Your Salisbury steak is cold in the middle.
The Salisbury.
And the little chocolate cake is about as hard as a piece of charcoal.
Right.
One thing that we do now have is the frozen pizza. And some of them are pretty good.
Yeah, right? You bet they are, really are.
All right. Celebrate Frozen Food Day today. I would recommend, Bill, that you just go out and get something and put it in the microwave for your wife, Gretchen, when she gets home, and she'll be very pleased with you. Right? On National Frozen Food Day. All right, guys, thank you. 7:54. And coming up in the 8 o'clock hour with Steve and Ted. Tornado sirens will sound this morning. We've been talking about that. Wichita City Council takes another look at new fireworks ordinance. Your chance to win tickets to the James Taylor Bonnie Raitt concert.
All right.
Ted's got the blur, entertainment news, sports, all that coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.